Music means a lot of things to a lot of people. And to engine aficionados, the sound of a John Deere tractor is music to their ears. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Waterloo Gasoline Engine Company being acquired by John Deere and the 100th anniversary of Deere entering the farm tractor business in March of 1918. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History in D.C. is calling 2018 the year of the tractor, and so is the State Historical Museum of Iowa. Their exhibit is called 100 Years of John Deere Tractors, and their exhibit continues through September 20th and showcases three special tractors, along with all sorts of objects from the John Deere Headquarters and Historical Museum. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and Iowa Public Radio's iWart Showcase is exploring our State Historical Museum today with a John Deere enthusiast and former engineering manager of Ag Tractors 140 horsepower and above, Mr. Terrell Woods. And thank you so much for joining us today, Terry. It's a great honor to have you with us.
Well, it's good to talk with you about this. It's a subject I love and lived for 30 years, so I'm happy to do it.
Tell us about the transition and the early makings of John Deere, and he was into plow production.
Yes, the problem back then was that plows were not self-scouring. The Midwestern soil would stick to the plowshare, and it was difficult to plow and do an effective job. He designed a self-scouring plow, and from there branched into other farm implements. And at that time, there was a market to replace the horse and to do it with a steel gasoline-powered machine. And there was a company in Waterloo, Iowa, that was into that business, and John Deere purchased that company in 1918. And they expanded into tractor production. And the tractor that was famous back then was the Waterloo Boy. It also had a shiv that would drive a belt for stationary power on farmsteads, and was quite a step forward.
One of the mantras of the original inventor and owner, John Deere, was that he never willfully wronged anyone and never put on the market a poorly made article.
Yes, I was told that he would say that he would stand behind all of his equipment except a manure spreader.
He must have had a sense of humor as well. So tell us a little bit about the Waterloo Boy and the original start with John Deere.
Yes, the tractors started out gasoline powered, and the Waterloo Boy was unique. And John Deere stuck with the design of a unique two-cylinder engine. And so the rather unique putt-putt-putt was known around the world. Whenever you heard that, you knew there was a John Deere tractor at work.
One of the tractors that they have here at the Historical Museum is a 1925 Model D John Deere tractor. So tell us about this tractor and what was so special about it.
Well, John Deere kept pushing the envelope of the amount of power that could be transferred to the soil, and so the implements could grow and a farmer could do more work. He was always in a race against Mother Nature. And the Model D was, again, still the two-cylinder tractor, but it was larger and more productive and more adaptable.
The State Historical Museum also has on display a 1946 Model B John Deere tractor. So tell us about this design and this tractor.
It was a machine with higher work capacity and more adaptability, and allowed a farmer to farm more land, produce more crops, and to maintain or maybe even improve his standard of living.
The State Historical Museum of Iowa's 100 Years of John Deere Tractors runs now through September 20th and is free and open to the public. And you can find more details and hours at iowaculture.gov. All of the John Deere museums and sites are free and open to the public. John Deere's Tractor and Engine Museum in Waterloo is on the site of the first John Deere tractor factory. It has interactive displays and lots of vintage equipment. The John Deere Pavilion in Moline, Illinois, houses some of the first tractors ever built, as well as a lot of John Deere bells and whistles. And John Deere's historic site is in Grand Detour, Illinois, and it's open between March March through December, and is a National Historic Landmark with the original John Deere home and the preserved site of John Deere's first blacksmith shop and blacksmith demonstrations. For more John Deere museum details, start at deere.com, and that's deere.com. And to hear more of Terrell Wood's interview, go to our Iowa Art Showcase page at iowapublicradio.org. And thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase interview goes to Michael Moraine with the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs and Neil Dahlstrom with John Deere's Corporate Archives and History. IPR thanks goes to Chris Fenton and Alexis Hahn, and a big thanks to today's IPR guest, retired engineering manager of Ag's 140 horsepower and above 30-year valued John Deere employee, Terrell Woods. And thank you for coming to the State Historical Museum in Des Moines today and for giving us the inside scoop on the 100th anniversary of John Deere tractors.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. Thank you.